I sympathize with the restrictions on torture or cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment cited by Sam Brody as proposed by Melissa Weintraub as applicable to the RODEF defense. The three restrictions are limiting the use of force to spontaneous situations risking imminent and probable harm, not harming innocents, and minimal use of force proportional to the threat. Brody shows that at Guantanamo, none of these restrictions is observed. In particular, the ticking time bomb cases that are widely used to defend the Guantanamo policies are considered by Brody not a useful paradigm to apply to other cases involving the treatment of detainees, and by Weintraub to remain a crime with a burden of proof to be met that the use of force was justified. I propose to comment not to further elaborate the restrictions, but in support of limiting the relevance of the ticking time bomb case to the issue of whether torture can be justified either prospectively or retrospectively. What exactly is a ticking time bomb case? Brody's example involves the director of the CIA telling Congress recently that waterboarding might be used to help prevent, quote, catastrophic loss of life, unquote, of Americans or their allies. It is important to note that the prospective use of waterboarding is limited to protecting the interests of ourselves and our allies. In other words, waterboarding would not be used to help prevent catastrophic loss of life to our enemies or to neutral third parties. Some possible justifications for waterboarding would be indifferent or largely indifferent to the status of those whom we are saving, counting it as valuable or nearly as valuable to prevent catastrophic loss of life even for